It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is he retarded?
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme here.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy. Mm-hmm.
Are you gay?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here she is, your favorite, my lady, Cindy.
I'm sorry, Cindy. I saw her on, I think it was The View.
Yes. She's getting ready to tour again, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. She's guilty, Rob.
I know it.
She is totally guilty. Beth Ann.
I bet she doesn't smell like vanilla.
Beth Ann, you have to come in here. Why were you pretending like you weren't going to come in here? This is your segment. This is really kind of like your segment.
It's your show.
It's your segment, though. This is all about you.
Well, he was in here. I was trying to find Andrew.
Andrew's here. He's been
here.
I see that. He's been sitting here during the entire break. You having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Wonderful.
Was Mr. Spiewak grilling you about your girlfriend at all?
No.
Thought he wanted a picture.
No.
Haven't seen it yet. Do you have one
with
you?
I'll get it to you whenever you
You have none with you?
No.
Not in your wallet?
Drew.
See, I have a picture of
draw
my wife
one.
In my wallet.
I'll draw one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drew, he's a very good artist.
Drew, how have you found the experience? I know you've been spending an awful lot of time in the back producer's room with Ms. McBride.
Are you scared?
I hate you.
Why do you hate me? What did I say?
I know
I thought
what
I
you're
was a perfectly normal. No! No! He's mowing the lawn naked.
Oh, and I said, oh, it can't be.
What's happening out there? Now, we've got a brief amount of time to go through this, but enough time to really get a flavor for Gay Pride 2008.
Good.
Up in
but
Baltimore,
don't back
Maryland.
Away from the question that you asked him.
No, I'm not. How are you finding your experience here working with a legendary broadcast professional and getting the McBridian rules of radio?
It's going great. I'm learning stuff.
You what?
I'm learning stuff. I'm keeping up on the podcast.
Excellent.
Just helping out as much as I can.
Wonderful.
Well, very good.
If you had to describe Miss McBride with one word, what do you suppose that word would be?
Fabulous.
Oh, isn't that a nice gay word?
To. First one I hired.
What about your co-intern, Pater? If you had to describe Pater with one word, what would that be?
Smart.
Oh,
that's very nice.
Smart. Smart's important. That's how she picks the interns here. How about our newest acquisition, Horst? How is
you guys?
I want to Horst the intern. How are you finding Horst?
Well, I just met him yesterday, of course,
yes.
Like you guys did, but.
Of course.
One word for him. He needs to lighten up, though.
Yeah,
that's like three words.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. We'll take
that's
it.
Okay.
All right, let's get to it. We found the gay street, and now we have our first real meat and potatoes segment. Mm-hmm. Cut number three, why can't this guy be gay? This is 2 minutes and 14 seconds of hilarity.
I
featuring,
wouldn't go that far.
You've heard that?
Yeah, well, you're really selling them.
You sold them to me.
He gave them to me.
All right, this is 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Beth Ann is the mayor of Eager Street.
We're going to go as long as we can.
As much as we can stand.
Cut number three, a Drew at the Gay Pride Parade. Go ahead.
I have to go by Sleem Blade. That's my radio name.
Hi.
Right, I'm Sleem Blade.
Wait, stop.
I don't see that in here.
Now, see, I understand ad libs were a part of this, but wait, I have to go by Sling. No.
It's not a punishment. It's an honor. It's
hi, I'm Sling Blade. Now, did you say every single time you started, did you say, hi, I have to go by the name of Sling Blade?
No, that's probably just the first time when I was explaining
myself. He was
nervous.
I didn't mean to react.
We're all nervous.
I'm very, very sorry.
We are.
I'm not nervous.
We want it to go well.
I have
How's
an
your
ache.
Headache?
I have a headache. I'm rubbing my temples right now. All right.
Should I get
You're
a masseuse
not even Jewish.
Here?
No, I'm fine. My temple. All right, go ahead. Play it.
I'm Sleem Blade from the Mike O'Mara Show. May I ask you some questions, taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. What does gay pride mean to you?
It means lesbians everywhere.
Now hold it. Stop. Let's say, was this guy surrounded by babes?
Or was this a gal?
Oh, this was a gal.
Wait a minute. This was a woman we're talking to?
There was about five women sitting around.
The person that was on mic was a woman?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like a woman.
It sounded a little like a woman.
I thought it was a guy, and I listened to the whole thing.
I really thought it was a guy. Let's listen.
What does it say about me? I knew right away it was a beautiful woman.
Of course you did.
Please explain the outfit that you're wearing.
I don't know. I look good in it.
Yeah, that's a woman.
Peter.
Yes, you are.
I'm in a yellow T-shirt with the sleeves cut off and a pair of Tommy Hilfiger shorts.
What color that sounds like a man.
Wait, stop it. What, Beth Ann? What?
That sounds like a man.
This is a man. This is not a man?
No, it's not a man.
Please to describe the way this person really looked.
Although, the next question may help us with that.
Okay, go ahead.
Outfit?
Yep, go ahead.
Ready.
please describe your coming out.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
I forgot how Beth Ann bleeped things.
Well, that was the F word.
Oh,
I know, but
no,
you don't like just
a
tone.
Beep.
Oh.
Just a simple beep.
God. Okay, go ahead.
Sounds like the Great Gazoo.
Should have reminded me.
Like the Great Gazoo is landing.
Slide
Come
whistles.
Come on, dum-dums.
I went here with a woman one night, rocked her world. She swore to God, I was lying to her. It wasn't my first night. But yes, it was a good coming out, let me tell you.
It sounds like, I still think it's a man.
This sounds like one of those guys that catches the catfish with his hands down in Mississippi.
Noodling.
This is a noodler. This isn't a gay woman.
She noodles.
Let's listen.
It was pretty wild. I went here with a woman one night, rocked her world. She swore to God, I was lying to her. It wasn't my first night. But yes, it was a good coming out, let me tell you.
Do I look gay to you?
No.
Thank you. What's the gayest thing that you've seen today?
Oh, stop. Well, you've omitted a question here.
And perhaps one of the most important questions.
Yes, you omitted, how can I tell my parents that I'm gay?
See, whenever they would say no, I would kind of just stray from that question if they didn't think I looked gay.
Very, very no.
I'm sorry.
You realize, Mr. Burbank, we'll be keeping a score here. And so, you know, we're going to evaluate you, and it's really going to go on your permanent record.
What a mark by
All right, so you skipped the question that really was, that's where the funny was. How
it
can
really
I tell
was.
My parents that I'm gay? Because you're not.
We're going to mention this on your evaluation that we send back to Radford University.
That's exactly right. And let's play the next question.
But, yes, it was a good coming out.
Let me move forward.
You see,
today.
Oh, my God. Today is young, but let me tell you, there's some wild-looking things walking by. Probably the anorexic, bulimic-looking crackhead dude that was dressed like a woman. That had to be the best.
This is I have to ask. This is a woman.
Yes, still.
I'm still having a little trouble.
Short hair or long hair?
More than a woman.
Short.
Yeah, I thought so. Maybe a haircut like yours?
Like a bob?
Maybe a little shorter.
Maybe even shorter than that.
All right, let's move
that
on
something?
Here.
You know, I'm talking about him. Hey, that must be me.
Why don't you interview her so you can put it on the
Oh.
Who in Hollywood is gay?
Ellen DeGeneres, baby.
Do you want to do her?
Any guys?
I don't know. Everybody says George Clooney, but...
Are you a top or a bottom?
I'm a top, baby.
All right. And who's more attractive, McCain or Obama?
Me. Oh, God, either. Hillary?
Sure.
Can we talk about Hillary? We'll do her.
What do you think about her?
I think I'd elect her before Obama. I know that.
Can I stop it for just a second?
I wish you would.
Will there be any cut on this entire segment where
he follows it?
Where the microphone is not turned up to the fullest extent of the volume? Or just warn me, Beth Ann.
It didn't seem that loud.
If it's all like that, I just want to know. I'll accept it, but tell me if it's all like that.
It gets better.
It does. Okay. Very good. Let's listen.
How could it?
This
Let's
was
get
my
back
least
to this
favorite
woman.
One.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks for the heads up. 2 minutes in.
This is for the radio, not for Howard Stern.
Yeah,
radio,
so.
Okay?
Oh, always like to hear a competing
best gay movie star of all time.
I don't know.
Thanks for editing that
who's gay?
Out.
Me? Just
me. I should be a movie star.
All right, can we hug it out?
All right, stop, okay? Stop. We're moving on to the next segment.
Okay.
It's horrible. All right, let's go to Russell and Angela. How are Russell and Angela? Is that now? Let me go through these right now, and you pick one you think that might be a real winner. Right, we got Russell and Angela. Absolutely lesbian, king of pride. Now this is where you went off the script.
I didn't label these, so I don't know. Exactly.
You don't know what she's talking about.
I have a suggestion based on the labels.
Yes,
I like the cut that's labeled Drew's nervous laughter.
Oh, very good. Where's that?
Cut 8.
All right, cut 8. Let's hear that.
Don't you think?
Yeah, gay vendor Drew's nervous laughter. This is me.
Hi, I'm Slim Blade from the Mike O'Mara Show. May I ask you some questions taped for broadcast radio on CBS Radio?
Yes, you may.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Jean-Baptiste Regnard, originally from Northern Virginia, but I'm in Baltimore now.
Nice. What does gay pride mean to you?
Well, today it means money because I'm selling some stuff.
Nice. Anything else?
Nope.
Please explain the outfit you are wearing.
I own a company called Squidfire, and we are trying to get a couple bucks off these queers.
And this guy was gay when he said that,
yeah,
right? So it's like the whole...
He's a gay vendor.
He said he knew you, Buzz.
What's that?
He said he knew Buzz.
Oh, he's really...
How about the lesbian fan of Mike?
Now, hold on. I want to hear more of the gay vendor.
Cool. Please describe your coming out.
Well, one day I realized that I didn't like girls, and that was pretty much it.
Do I look gay to you?
Nah.
What's the gayest thing you've seen today?
Geez, the day just started, but, I mean, usually bull dykes just hang out in their homes. They nest. It's a sight to see so far.
Nest.
They're a mystery to most gay guys because they don't intermingle.
Who in Hollywood is gay, or would you like to be gay?
Well, Anderson Cooper's probably queer.
Well, can you stop for a second? Did you put the microphone, like, did you give yourself a throat culture with the mic? It didn't sound like what?
It might, when I was editing it, it didn't sound as bad as it does now.
Huh.
Great. Okay, let's keep going with this.
Wish we were there.
What if we had a gay time machine?
Huh?
If we had a gay time machine, we could go back.
Okay. All right, very good. Let's,
Oh, Zac Efron? I mean, I wouldn't want him to be queer because I'm not into young guys, but, like, he's definitely queer. I'm not one of those guys who thinks everyone's queer, I swear.
Yeah. Are you a top or a bottom?
Versatile.
Versatile. Who's more attractive, McCain or Obama?
I mean, I guess Obama.
Best gay movie star of all time?
You mean an out movie star?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I would say Harvey Fierstein. He's always fun. And Rip Taylor.
And, can we hug it out?
Did he give you a hug?
Appreciate yeah, everybody. You can actually hear them all hugging every time he hugs.
Very good.
Somebody.
Yeah. All right, what
was the nervous laughter?
Yeah, I heard a little bit.
Early
he
on.
Laughs a couple
it.
Of times. Yeah. Christina Drew is either drinking or is diabetic and needs sugar. I'd like to hear cut number 11.
Well, you have to hear the others to how he, slow he was to compare to how he is in cut 11.
That would mean that we're going to give this more time, though.
You don't want to do that.
We're not going to do that. Right. Let's go right to cut number 11.
Get ready, America. Here comes cut 11.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Slim Blade from the Mike O'Mara Show. May I ask you some questions, Tate, for broadcast on CBS Radio?
Yes.
What's your name and where are you from?
Christina, and I'm from La Plata, Maryland.
What does gay pride mean to
Hold
you?
Hold on a second. She sounds hot. Is she hot?
Yeah, she does.
Is she a hot lesbian?
I know we interviewed a couple hot lesbians.
I believe she is.
Kind of went on them on purpose. We went towards what? Them. We definitely went towards the hot lesbians on purpose.
So this is a hot lesbian?
It might think? Be. It might
okay,
be.
Very good. It
does
might
she
be.
Look like Claire?
See, I wasn't there, so I don't know if they were hot or not.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It.
I'm going to guess Jesus. Yes.
Ada, Maryland.
What does gay pride mean to you?
Fun, I guess. Girls.
Fun and girls?
Yeah.
Explain the outfit you're wearing.
Jean shorts and a top.
Yeah, she was hot.
Describe your coming out.
I was 13, and I liked a girl on my soccer team, and I told my parents, and they were fine with it.
They're
fine with
it? Mm-hmm. Do I look gay to you?
No, sir.
You know what's odd?
What's odd, that? Ron?
All the interview subjects, the fidelity on their voices is great.
It's incredible. Did you press the microphone up against your mouth when you were talking?
Or maybe
you
against your throat.
Or your eye socket. I'm just curious, Drew. I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
You know where the sound comes out. It's your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And she's hot, this girl.
I think so.
Okay.
From what I remember.
You know so.
What's the gayest thing you have seen today?
I haven't seen too much today. Maybe boobs. That's about it.
Long pause.
Who in Hollywood is gay or that you would like to see gay?
That I like to see.
Or... That's a valid edit here. Were you drunk at all this time? Were you drinking a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And I could tell.
Were you feeling it at this particular moment?
Right.
Let me see.
I think I may have a photograph of Christina from La Plata, Maryland.
Really?
Because this woman claims to be Christina from La Plata, Maryland.
And she just she's listening to this right now?
We're listening to her on the tape right now, and in addition to that, she sent in a photo to the Buzz Babes MySpace page.
She is hot. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Here's to the life. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, play a little more.
We like to see gay.
That I like to see or sleep with.
Yeah, baby.
Who's gay or that you want to see? Like, who you would
Drew, you're
prefer
bombed.
Gay?
Drew, you're S-faced.
You really are.
You're completely loaded. How many gay beers did you have?
I didn't have that many. I had like five.
Five?
Well, then at three, you got, I just want to know who's the one you like to sleep with.
We never have more than four before we do this
and
show.
And you omitted the question on like the third time. How can I tell my parents that I'm gay? You
yeah,
skipped that one
that's
totally,
a keystone
didn't you?
Question in the
Did you do that? That's
comedy.
A major, major demerit. Let's play the rest of it before we get out of here.
5 16-ounce beers? What? He's trashed.
Do you prefer gay in Hollywood?
In Hollywood.
Portia de Rossi.
I think she is gay.
It's wow. That, like, if you wanted a, if you
yeah,
wanted a
I think she is gay.
If you want a translation, when he says that, it's a gay. I think you're right. I think she is a gay. Why are you hanging me?
A little more.
A little bit more of this one, please.
See?
I think she is gay. Are you top or bottom?
I do both.
Versatile?
Yeah.
Versatile.
Who's more attractive, McCain or Obama?
Neither. They're boys.
They're boys.
Best gay movie star of all time?
None of them. I don't know. None of them.
Nobody?
Nobody.
All right, can we hug it out?
And now, incidentally, I have a question. That's the second time we've had the hug it out. Uh-huh. Do you get any sort of verbal affirmative when you do that? Because suddenly, this is what it sounds like. Can we hug it out? And then you hear...
Yeah, like there's a struggle.
I'd say most of them, they would say yeah or sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the very first journalistic endeavor.
Can we take 24 seconds and hear his closing? Because I'd like to hear where he got.
All right. Yeah. He closes final thoughts. You mean final
Here's
thoughts at WJFK?
Thoughts on leaving and final thoughts.
Rob, you're punishing me, but yes, go ahead.
And we are walking away from the Gay Pride Parade here in Baltimore, Maryland. It was a great day. A lot of people wanted to answer questions. Everybody was very considerate.
Considerate.
Was everybody
fantastic.
Was very considerate and awesome.
Been there.
Very gay.
All right, and back at the station.
Back at the final thoughts. Are you sober by the time of the final thoughts?
Yeah.
It sure is lucky you didn't drive.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
We've reached our destination back at the WJFK building.
Yeah, you're fine now.
It was a very gay day overall. And it was awesome. I'm gayer because of it.
I think we all are.
That was worth it.
Yeah.
That was what was cut 12 Jim Drew gets that sugar. Do you remember that part?
Listen to the difference between how he sounded in cut 11 because I said he's either drinking or is diabetic and needs sugar.
Here's a taste of cut 11.
Hi, I'm Sling Blade from the Mike O'Mara Show. May I ask you some questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
He's bombed.
That's from 11. Cut 12.
Cut 12.
Hi, I'm Sling Blade from the Mike O'Mara Show. May I ask you some questions from broadcast on CBS Radio?
Absolutely.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Jim Ryford from Washington.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I have to stop for simply one reason. And really, some of the stuff is good. Uh-huh. The mic technique, it's just driving me insane.
Yeah.
It's just smashed up there, and you just do the little mic check and stuff like that.
You know, son, you're not a rapper.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for Drew.
I'd say a success for him.
Yeah,
tomorrow on the broadcast, we will bring your cohort, Pater. Is Pater going to be here tomorrow?
No, Pater's not here till Thursday.
Oh, of course. Pater's always difficult.
Will Horst be
always.
Here?
Always.
Maybe Horst can come in and sing a folk song.
Well, whether he's here or not, maybe we can play a little of the Pater tomorrow.
Okay.
The Pater tape and
okay,
see what happens.
We have it.
Drew, thank you very much.
No problem.
Good job.
Appreciate
you,
that.
Drew.
Please leave. Thank you. It was a pleasure having you in here. Nice job. Appreciate it. That was wonderful.
It was.
Thank you, Bethann. Your boys are doing a great job. Just a little mic technique issue. That's all. You know, that was the tough part. But I like the fact that he got a little lubed up before he went talking to people.
You know, that's a valuable lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not doing well with your microphone, have a few beers and you'll be a hero.
If you're going to drink and broadcast, make sure it's on a Friday and you're in the studio. Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Meredith Vieira.
Yes, what do you
Good
want?
Good news.
What's
yes.
that?
Pater has decided to come in tomorrow.
Ah, very good. We'll see how Pater stacks up against Drew.
Rah.
Yes, wonderful. We're delighted with that.
We are.
That's very good news. They were very good. You should compliment them.
I will.
Hey, Mike, you know what might be fun for tomorrow?
What's that?
If we teased Pater's tape all day but never got to it.
Rob.
But we might.
So cruel.
You never know.
You
all
never
right, let's
know.
Get a quickie buzz, and then we'll have a full segment coming up. What's going on, Buzz?
A memo to the big oil companies, memo to President Bush and John McCain, and memo to the 2/3 of Americans who also think we ought to increase oil drilling off our coastlines. Dream on. The fact is the oil companies already have permission to drill in 90 million offshore acres, and they're only using a fraction of that acreage.
What's your point?
My point is, why do they need more if they have all this they're not using?
They want everything.
It's a pretty good point.
Most of this acreage is in the oil-rich Gulf of Mexico, and 70 million acres of it isn't being tapped.
I think she's already gay.
Can we hug him out? Hey, we got a review of Drew. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I would very much.
Go to Ryan. Ryan, you got a review for Drew's broadcast.
Yeah, he absolutely freaking sucked.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. All right. Yes, the reviews are pouring in right now.
There's one now.
Mm-hmm.
this 70 million acres of offshore water they're not using for drilling that they have lease rights to drill on,
right.
That's enough to produce an extra 5 million barrels of oil a day.
Now, does this mean they have rights to drill in certain areas, but the places they want to drill are going to be much more productive?
Is that what we're talking about?
If only that were true. The truth is...
I don't know these things.
Well, I actually do, because this is part of what I looked into today. And the fact of the matter is that the land that they're looking at off the coast of Florida and California and the land up in Alaska will not produce nearly the amount of oil that they could draw from the existing acreage of water they have now in the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf is much more oil rich.
Well, then I have to ask a dumb question here. Why don't they just go out and do it?
Well, as we mentioned the other day, it isn't that easy. Even if we told them to start today, remember the other day I said there's a shortage of ships and oil rigs in order to drill that, so they couldn't start today. There's also a shortage of oil workers. So even if we gave them the right to drill in more water other than the water they already have, they don't have the manpower or the equipment to do it.
I have a partial solution. I know you're upset about this, but we can fix it.
All right, how?
Send them Drew.
Drew will be good.
Drew could go out there. Have Drew become a roughneck.
They can hug it out.
Yes. Black gold. Drew, go.
Can I ask a question that may be stupid?
Please.
Do you think perhaps they are asking for more at this point as a smokescreen so they don't have to spend the extra money to drill what they already have?
I can't answer that directly, but I can tell you that's a very good question and not stupid at all.
We had the guy on. Remember, boys, inflatable cars.
Mm-hmm.
Inflatable cars rock.
It's the most sensible thing we've heard so far.
You know, we were going to make fun of the guy with inflatable cars, but he comes out looking smart.
Now, quoting...
Drew.
Smart Drew.
That's right.
Smart drunk Drew.
Well, absolutely.
Now you've just gotten carried away.
And I think we should all use Drew's mic technique.
I didn't have much to drink, only about 100 beers.
Christina, can we hug it out?
She's already gay.
Quoting a respected analyst, oil companies should finish what's on their plate before they get back in line.
The bottom line is that we have to wean ourselves off of fossil fuels, period.
But who wants to be a wiener?
I don't want to be a wiener, and I like my gas guzzler.
And to quote a Democratic lawmaker, big oil is more interested in pumping up prices than pumping more oil.
You know, I mentioned this to Buzz. It was in the Washington Post today. Mm-hmm. Motorcycle riding is up around the Washington area and probably around the country, and I'm doing it every day. Every day it's nice. Even some of the days like yesterday when it's not nice, I'm riding the bike, and we're talking about $14 for the week.
That's why I'm walking to work.
There you both go again, setting examples for America.
Rob walks to work only when he has gas, though.
It seems to help. Utility companies, meanwhile, have started cutting off service to customers who fall behind on their energy bills.
Carrie.
They were probably going to lose their homes anyway to foreclosure.
Mike. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, sorry about that.
USA Today says electricity and gas shutoffs are up by at least 15% in several states, and the Energy Assistance Program is running out of money. Congress may kick in another $1 billion to keep the lights on for that program.
$1 billion.
Do you think it's possible? Do you think it's conceivable that air travel as we know it is going to survive?
Yeah, I do. After talking to that guy, Peter Greenberg, he says it's going to eventually happen. The government's going to prop it up in some way. It's not going to be government-sponsored air travel, but they're going to have to give the airline subsidies for this. We're not going to have it go away completely.
Because people like to go places.
Yes, on vacation and such.
Sure, and visit a friend.
And WN.
I gotcha. United Airlines is letting go of nearly 1,000 pilots. United says it will eliminate 950 pilot jobs starting this summer. That's on top of the 1,600 other salaried positions it's eliminating as it takes scores of airplanes out of service.
He loves the United States. He knows who I'm flying this summer.
I know.
You've
flown them forever.
I know I have, but I'm really scared.
You've picked an airline that's in the news.
I'm going to get the one that's really, that's going to be like laid off the following week, and he's all pissed off. And he said, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a carrier landing right now. This will be fun for all my
passengers. Mike says, oh, my God, look out the window.
I love that. United, by the way, is America's second biggest airline, so I'm sure the others will be fine. The pilots union has no comment. United is also now charging for baggage and is raising even its cheapest fares by $90 one way.
Is this the time of day you normally choose to both frighten and depress us? Because this is depressing news right here. This is very, very depressing news.
Mike, I don't make the news.
Well, in a way.
I simply pass it along.
It's so depressing.
It sucks. Only if you let it get to you. Yeah,
you make it get to me with that authoritative delivery you have.
There's bad stuff out there, but we're going to be all right.
Yeah. It'll be all right. Mike, drive to Los Angeles.
He shakes his smoothie at me just to prove it's going to be okay. He's like, hey, I'm shaking my smoothie. I think that was his way of saying it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have orange smoothies.
You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to bring in a cane and I'm going to shake it at Buzz.
You.
My walking. walking stick.
Yeah,
cane
bastard.
Fight. Denver activist Mason Tvert, however, says there's just one way to deal with the stress that is today's flying. Marijuana smoking lounges at the airport.
Here he goes. It's well, it's
plenty
the world
of room for this in the news.
It's, there we go. It's Buzz's time.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
You wanted lighter.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to need a lighter.
Tvert says weed is better than booze for relieving pre-flight jitters and leaves the user mellow.
Bull ass.
Not violent.
Bull ass.
Well, he points to several recent cases of air rage, including the woman who faces 20 years in prison for getting drunk and punching a flight attendant.
There's marijuana rage, too. It's How not all orange. Oreos and giggling.
How many marijuana drunken passengers have punched flight attendants lately?
I think plenty. I think plenty.
And
I have the I don't have the statistics with me right
exactly.
now, but I think maybe 30 or 40 a month.
It's 42, Mike.
Yes,
you're
42.
Very close. 40, I'll give you full
credit. Here it is. Hold on. 42.
Oh, well. 40 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Mike and Rob have the figures right in front of them.
We do.
Luckily, we did.
Tvert led the efforts to make simple possession legal in Denver. Who knows what kind of success he'll have with this.
Well, if they have that kind of possession law in Denver, they'll open up a store in the mall at the airport that they'll sell the marijuana.
Come to our reefer lounge.
Reefer lounge. Very
Yay.
Nice. Right next to Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm. That old-time religion takes on Barack Obama. When we continue.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
We're going to give you a chance right now to win a $50 gift certificate to Keystone Fireworks, now a WJFK Superstation deal. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. Caller number
50.
Caller number 50 wins right now. So get on the line to get on the air. 877-365-3636. You'll win the certificate to Keystone Fireworks, and we'll be right back after
this. Can we
have
one moment?
Oh, yes.
We had a misfire.
Sorry.
I apologize.
That's not really your fault. Because,
no, that,
we don't
is,
do
that
it,
is my fault.
We don't do it normally, but you know we usually break a certain way.
What are you, high?
I am high. I should have spent some time in the lounge.
It's amazing how, like, as soon as people think you're going to break, it starts an incredible chain reaction of events.
It
here.
Does. People scurry.
If only I knew how to run this board.
Just tell me what you want me
we
to do.
We can go now if you
okay,
like.
Okay, so caller number 50 right now, 877-365-3636 gets the fireworks. Keystone Fireworks now on WJFK Superstation deal. We'll be right back.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow.